I shut the oven and wipe my forehead on my sleeve. It's soaked through already. I turn away. The heat follows me down the hall, like a child with her hand in my back pocket. My footsteps are lonely. I think about removing my shoes and walking quietly on the cement. But then I'd feel as if I was waiting. It's best to leave them on. The oven gurgles like a dragon's stomach. The urns are lined up along the wall. When the ovens open, the yellow flames light them up like lanterns. I once asked Dr. Berner how much the party spends on urns. If we buy any more, we might bankrupt the war effort, I said. Dr. Berner smiled. One urn weighs about 5 pounds. Filled to the top, it weighs about 8 or 9. Most bodies don't fill to the top. I can look at a man and guess what he weighs in flesh and ash. The bodies are always ruddy. Their eyes are always open. They fight each other and struggle until the last, leaving scratches and bruises. I once had to pry 2 men apart because they tried to choke each other. They died with their hands around each other's throats. Some people lose teeth or hair. I sweep them up after removing the bodies. I continue down the hall and sit down. The narrow stairway is just around the corner. I take a quick look up and pull my flask from beneath my shirt. The metal is warm from the oven. I twist off the cap and drink. The whiskey is warm and full. I hold it in my mouth and look up at the scuffed cement ceiling. The whiskey assumes a sacred essence. Take this cup and drink from it. This is my blood. I pray for Beata. I pray for her protection and for Helena's strength in sustaining it.